U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer. Pakistan and the United States have been engaged in discussions over Washington's renewed concerns regarding Islamabad's development of long-range missiles for at least 2 years. But, with no resolution in sight, the matter has now escalated, leading the U.S. to impose sanctions on Pakistan's state-owned National Development Complex, NDC, and its suppliers and speculate about its capability to strike as far as the U.S., officials told Dawn in background discussions. Sanctions on Pakistan's strategic program are not unprecedented, but U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer's assertion that Pakistan's long-range missile program is fundamentally focused on us and is seen as an emerging threat came as a surprise to many. Finer made these remarks at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace a day after the sanctions targeting NDC and three of its suppliers were announced. American concerns about Pakistan's long-range missile capabilities date back to 2015, when the Shaheen 3 missile was first tested. However, U.S. pressure has intensified since October 2023 when it sanctioned three Chinese companies: General Technology Limited, Beijing Luoluo Technology Development Company Limited, and Changzhou Tech Composite Company Limited, for supplying materials allegedly used in Pakistan's missile development. This year, the U.S. imposed three additional rounds of sanctions. In April, the Belarus-based Minsk Wheel Tractor Plant and three Chinese firms, Tianjin Creative Source International Trade Company Limited, Xianlong Technology Development Company Limited, and Granbecht Company Limited, were sanctioned, with NDC directly named as the recipient. The September round targeted four Chinese companies, including Beijing Research Institute of Automation for Machine Building Industry and Hubeihua Kangdu Intelligent Equipment Company, along with a Pakistani firm, Innovative Equipment, and a Chinese individual. Capability, target. The U.S. has justified these sanctions by claiming they targeted the acquisition of equipment used for testing large-diameter rocket motors. The motors, with diameters larger than the 1.4 meters and 1.7 meters used in the Shaheen 3 and Ababil missiles, could potentially support longer-range ballistic missiles. However, such motors are not exclusive to range increase, they can also serve space programs or enhance existing missile technology. Washington's assumption that Pakistan is pursuing long-range missiles to target the U.S. mainland was firmly rejected by Islamabad during bilateral discussions preceding Finer's public remarks, a diplomat disclosed. "We have consistently conveyed to American officials that Pakistan neither intends nor has any interest in posing a threat to the United States. There is no conflict or hostility between our two countries. Our nuclear program is solely aimed at deterring India, and this remains the central focus of our nuclear doctrine," said Ambassador Rait Zamir Akram, an expert in arms control and disarmament diplomacy. Dr. Malia Lodi, Pakistan's former envoy to the UN, US, and UK, echoed this sentiment, stating, "The assertion by a U.S. official that Pakistan's long-range missiles pose a threat to the U.S. is disingenuous, as the American administration is well aware that Pakistan's missile capability is only India-focused." However, speaking to Geo News, the seasoned diplomat said that recent sanctions would not impact or slow down the country's ballistic missile program. "One thing we need to keep in mind is that these kinds of sanctions don't impact the health of Pakistan. Pakistan's nuclear policy, or missile policy, cannot slow down or stop because of these sanctions. History has told us that the U.S. has been imposing restrictions ever since Pakistan began its nuclear program. Their attempts were to shut down Pakistan's nuclear program or to completely weaken it so that Pakistan wouldn't develop missiles. Their policy regarding has been completely unsuccessful," she said. The former ambassador also emphasized that the U.S. policy towards Pakistan was discriminatory since it had never applied sanctions to India, whose missile program was more advanced than Pakistan's. Missing reciprocal assurances. Experts suggest that Pakistan is compelled to keep its missile development options open due to India's evolving missile capabilities, much of which is advancing with Western support. Pakistani officials had, in their bilateral engagements, offered assurances to Washington that their missile program should not be perceived as a threat. In return, Islamabad sought reciprocal assurances that the US would not assist India in enhancing its missile capabilities. However, Washington showed reluctance to offer such bilateral guarantees. Beyond intentions, experts argue that Pakistan developing the capability to target the US is unlikely given its financial constraints and the vast military asymmetry between the two countries, which itself acts as a significant deterrent. The timing of the Biden administration's increased pressure ahead of the US presidential transition is noteworthy. Analysts believe it forces the incoming Trump administration to confront the issue, potentially leading to further bilateral tensions. The issue does inject strains in Pakistan-US ties, but the relationship has weathered such challenges in the past and will continue to do so in the future, Ambrose Lodi maintained. Published in Dawn, December 21, 2024.